Parshat Nitzavim. Moshe Rabbeinu has been with Bnei Yisrael at least for 40 years throughout the Midbar, teaching them Torah, Mitzvot, Hanhogot, what type of means to live a Jewish life forever. It's his last day of life. Atem Nitzavim Hayom. We learned Hayom is his last day. And now he's giving him a general directive of life as a Jew. When I was a youngster, they used to tell a joke, I'm not sure if it's still going around, perhaps it's not, about a young rabbi coming into the community, and he gets up and he gives a sermon, a fire and brimstone, powerful sermon, he's speaking to them about Shmirat Shabbat. So Sunday morning, after davening, sitting over bagels and lox, a few yidden come over to him and say, "Rabbi, you can't speak about Shabbos." He says, "Why not?" He says, "Because the president is not a Shomer Shabbos." Okay, so the next Shabbos he gets up and he speaks about kashrus, fire and brimstone. Sunday morning at the breakfast, bagels and lox, few people come over, "The rabbi, you can't speak about kashrus because the chairman of the board doesn't keep kosher." And this goes on and on and on, till finally the rabbi turns to the people and he says, "Well, gentlemen, please tell me what I should speak about." "Rabbi, don't speak about Shabbos, don't speak about kashrus, don't speak about davening, don't speak about intermarriage, speak about Judaism." And to upgrade that, we have a similar thought today where communities find that the rabbi sticks to his guns about halacha, or preaches halacha, and teaches halacha. And they're very upset about it. And their response is, "Look, Rabbi, we are modern Orthodox." Now, what do you mean by modern? We're fashionable, stylish. And that amongst, in Yiddishkeit and Torah mitzvahs and observance, which is reasonable by the masses, that's suitable. That's convenient. That's sufficient. One of my sons gave a new twist on what it means modern Orthodox. It says, the ultra chairedim with all of the new chumras that we've never seen before in our life, that's modern Orthodox. But back to us, modern Orthodox to most people means, I do what I'm used to, I do what I feel comfortable with, I don't want anything more than that. Rabbi, don't push it. So if you have a Jew that goes ahead and says, "You should know, I believe in Torah mitzvot. And I know more or less what it truly means to be or to live a life, a Jewish life. And I'm not proud of where I stand religiously and morally. I'm lazy. I'm a glutton. I love money. I love COVID. But I know in which direction I should be going. I know my GPS, or here in Israel, my ways, or even in America, should be Torah. I should be, as Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, lalechet bidrachav." What does that mean? Practically, search for a rav. You don't want the rabbi just to be the one who knows how to make the most palatable bat mitzvah within the framework of Orthodox tradition. Or you don't want the rabbi to be the representative of the Jewish community. I want the rav to be a rav, aseh lecha rav. I want a community that will give me good direction. The Hamik Dover quotes a Targum Yonatan when Pshat in Ubacharta Bachayim, the Targum Yonatan says it twice. What does it mean, Ubacharta Bachayim? Choose life. He says, choose Torah to direct you to lead the proper life. And as the pasuk continues, Lavat Hashem Elokecha, love God, Lishmoa Bikolo, Uledofkabo, our Targum Unkelis goes ahead and says, I want to be Karov Takarish Borhu. I want to get close to him. And therefore, I want to lead myself in that direction. And as the pasuk says, Vehviacha Hashem Elokecha El Aretz Asher Yarshu Avotecha, our claim to the land of Eretz Yisrael is a claim of a Yerusha, an inheritance from our fathers, our forefathers. It's a linkage. And that's what I have to see. I identify that is the derech where I come from. I tell the joke, in one of the small communities, a number of people went out for some very important Jewish need to raise money. So they see a name there, they knock on the door, person answers the door, he says, Mr. Jacobson, yes, we're here from the Jewish Foundation here, here to raise money. So Mr. Jacobson, I'm sorry to tell you, I'm not Jewish. He says, what do you mean you're not Jewish? A name, Jacobson? He says, I'm not Jewish, and my father, Oliver Shalom, wasn't Jewish. Joke? He tries to break with his tradition. It's very good to want to identify, but Rav Hirsch continues there, and he says, V'shavta, you should return, ad Hashem Elokecha, ad. So he says, now shall return, he explains to me completely unto Hashem. He says, it says, V'shavta, ad, not V'shavta, el. El, which can mean just a return towards Hashem and obedience of his dictates, but right up to him. You will not remain, in the word that he uses, halfway, we would say, modern Orthodox, making compromises. But your return will be so complete that you'll come up again, finally, up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is the essence of the bracha, and that is the message that Moshe Rabbeinu imparts to Klal Yisrael, the people that he loved for all of these years. Stay on the right path. Use your Jewish GPS, Torah, to direct you little by little. Don't get lost. Hopefully you'll find the right path for you, for your children, for Klal Yisrael. Amen.